Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long.
Okay, it's wonderful here. Very nice to be back again. And it is very nice to find yourself in the right state of mind and hoping for greater development. And where you are free from perils. Thank you for tuning in today. And hope that you feel good. And keeping yourself on the rock, on the right track. And just keep yourself in a mode where you think you are at your best. Don't get below your best at all. All right. But seriously, I don't have any kind of contentment thinking about the white people. And you may say, this guy is drunk. I'm not drunk. It is because I am not drunk. It is because I know what I am saying from a historic point of view, and I know what I'm saying from a biblical point of view. The Bible is a faggot book, except for some things that are placed in the Bible that, you know, only certain people go and understand those things and don't see Christianity in them. But the Bible cannot be respected for a book that is called the Word of God. How can it? How can the Bible, who dare anybody to know what the Bible really say and call it the Word of God? No. If you think that I am joking, no, that it provokes me. When you think that I'm joking, it provokes me. I'm going to read this here from the Bible. It's a whole lot of them, and I have to assume that if you understand what the Bible is saying, you will not respect the Bible. And if you think white people own America, that provokes me too. You're a Christian and you believe that Jesus died for your sin? And it means then everything else the Bible says about Adam and Eve in a garden, a talking serpent go in and tell the woman the truth that God know the day they eat of the fruit, they will be as gods. That's what the Bible say. But you believe that God tell the truth and the serpent tell a lie and destroy the world. I mean, that is, that is completely confusing. That's confusion. You don't understand the Bible yet? No, if you really believe you don't know, you don't have anything that reinforces the idea of a talking serpent in the Bible. You don't have anything at all. I mean, absolutely not even dust. But you go to church because of that. Furious about this. Because I grew up in the church. My parents were, as it were, alive, but, you know, they were not conscious of what they read or listen to in the Bible. So was I. I can't demean anybody who does behave like nighttime is daytime and you are oblivious to the difference of darkness from light. My parents were ardent Christian. So was I. Why was I? But mine condition, at least I can remember where I grew up with my parents and the neighbors and the things that I did. I could see the geography right now. I remember the road, you know, and the trees by the side of the road on our little place along the road. I remember that. And I remember my neighbor, one of the neighbors, probably more than one. However, I remember one that lived close to where I live, used to go to walk by our house, where the track is right next to our house, walking along and go to her church named Pilgrim Holiness. And there was another church about a mile and a half called Four Square. You know, all them kind of name. And the Adventist, I mean, some were a little further from where I was located. So what I'm trying to tell you is that I didn't know anything else. So from age 7, I grew up in that location, in St. Catherine. When your mind is tainted by something that causes it to stop function the way it's supposed to, you are limited to understanding the civilized world. You will know to do a lot of commonsensical things, of course. You will remember that today is Monday, the 26th, you know, yeah, stuff like that. And you can go to work too, and, you know, and work till Friday, and you know, all of that. But the level to which we are to understand a lot of things. I mean, you could even have capacity to learn to fly a plane. You know what I mean? You could even learn to fly a plane. And I think, you know, I don't know if I could fly a plane. No, well, I have a right to say that because my brain is not functioning at the same capacity your brain is functioning at. So, you know, and we will find that people are vary from one to the other at what their talent, we would call it, be, you know. And therefore, you can have a whole bunch of degrees from university and stuff like that. And you read the Bible, and, you know, if your brain was limited in everything the way it is limited when you read the Bible, you wouldn't be functional at all. Because the Bible is causing an individual. Once you believe in what the Bible says, it causes you to be critically delinquent. Critically. It is a slight adjustment that your mind is caused to make, that you could be
doing something that is very critical, and you are doing it under a certain error. So you're reading the Bible and reading, you're reading the Bible and you're reading every word. But guess what happened? From you go to the church at some time in your life, and they introduce believing in what the church is purporting to you, you should believe in the concept. And I'm going to read to you one of the most Jim Jones type of sermon, because that's what Jim Jones preached too. Jim Jones carry African people, about 800 to 900 of them in Guyana, and kill them. And he was a minister of Jesus Christ. You hear me? Now, listen to me real good, because this is strange. Okay? This is very strange. And dealing with something like what I'm talking about is one of the strangest things for anybody to talk about. Because guess what? Your brain is just like some other animals who they have their own sense of thinking and behavior. You ain't going to change that. Those animals, when they see you, oftentimes they're going to fly away so that you don't have anything to do with them. What I'm trying to show you is what happens when somebody work a trick on you and you believe it. This is a very good example to what I am saying. And if you get a glimpse of what I'm saying, you will change your attitude towards what I am saying. Because the way your mind is supposed to work is not under trickery. Somebody should not have to lie, force you to do something you don't want to do. But if they get you to believe what they are saying, and you're going to try it, you're going to do it, and maybe going to take you a while to do it, it may take you quite some time to go wrong with what they're telling you, but they're going to do it because what? You convince them. You don't want your mind to be convinced in that way. And this is the problem we are having, that white people, long before we were born, is working on the African people. We're going to stop them. We're going to stop white people. We're going to stop them. Or we're going to stop them by using words properly. It's not a joke. All right. The Bible is a coaching book. When you are at a certain state of mind, you are penetrable, not impenetrable, because you don't have the right type of knowledge to defend yourself, to defend your mind against what deceivers will do. Deceivers have an agenda. That is to use the trick, enter into your mind. And you don't have that guard, that mental guard So somebody can say, I want to tell you this. Maybe you know, it may take you a little while for you to understand me. And they find a way to open up acceptance in your mind for the trick where they're going to play on you. They'll come on like they're genuine and everything. So what I'm trying to say to you, did your brother or your sister went to school and read for you? No, they couldn't. Why do you think your brother or your sister or your parents can their reading do for you? It won't do for you because you are an individual that on your own, people are not going to be available to be by your side. Now, if you understand what I'm saying to be true, then you will know I am not tricking you because what? You have evidence to what I am saying. Now, anytime somebody is giving you evidence that you can prove that they can't be lying to you, then you will understand how you are to gain knowledge to keep yourself from buying into something that is false. So I'm going to say to you that when you prove something to be true, it's guard for you psychologically. You don't buy into any foolishness anybody's saying because you know to keep your guard up. So in this case, they're going to tell you that, you know, Adam and Eve sin, right? And that becomes like a beginning thing. And when you don't know anything else as a beginning of life, you buy into that. And they have the Bible there, and they're going to, you know, put the Bible down as the authority that govern you as a person. And, you know, life started in the Garden of Eden, the first lie. But you don't know that. And once you are accepting the colloquial concept of life, it's not history, but you don't know it's not history. You think it's in the world of God. And there, I mean, because Adam and Eve sin, and there is the God means of saving our soul. You believe the whole thing. It's a scam. But you don't know that. My parents didn't know that. You don't know about being in slavery and what white people do to us 100,000 years ago. You don't know that. You hardly even know that we were created by, you know, some power that bring us into life. You don't know nothing about that. So you're defenseless. Okay? You need to know something as an individual. Not your mother, not your father, no brother or sister or friend. You see, like people who go to school and get their friends to help them do their work and they're not learning in the process. They would have their friend do their work for them and they don't know nothing. So, you know, they will expose to tragedy because they don't learn knowledge for themselves. And then when they need to do academic, knowledgeable thing for themselves, they can't do it. So they either feel, go to the back of the line and can't make headway. And, you know, they could come after something in life, but they have to go some other way to make success. And maybe, you know, the success is not really what they wanted. When you don't know for yourself, you are left up to other people, whether or not they want to destroy you or they want to help you to be somebody. That's a different thing. So what I'm trying to tell you about the Bible is something that you will think that I am blaspheming because what? You believe that the Bible is true. Now, you I'm going to go at one point here and talk about it and see what you are going to make of it. You have a brain in your head, right? Your head is not just a big globe. You know that you have a brain inside of your head, right? Why is it? You know, give yourself a little, you know, like use your knuckle and don't bother hurt your finger, but just fold a fist and, you know, make your finger joints stand out. They're all together, all right. Give your head a little tap as go right around it, but don't get a headache or nothing like that. What I'm trying to say to you is that you have what is called a brain in your head. And if you don't read and know something about your head and how, as a person, the brain in your head is what you depend on. The eyes that you see, the two eyes that you have, your nose that you smell, and your ears that you hear. These things that is fitted in our brain, in our heads. See, we have a face, right? And you have hair cover up the rest of your decorated, you know, cover your head. All right. So your two ears, you notice there are, you know, tracks, open tracks. Your ears has an opening that goes right up into your brain. All right. Your mouth also usually don't go up to your brain. Like your eye is connected up to your brain. Your nostril is connected up to your brain. Your mouth is usually to talk or to eat food or so forth and so on. And it goes down into your inner stomach or wherever else it branches off, you know. But blood that comes from our heart and pump through the body, all these things are happening. So those are some of what is going on in our body. But let's go back to the brain. That your eye, what you see with your two external eyes, you don't really know anything with the two external eyes except to see. You're concerned with how well you can see things externally. Because if you're going to read, your eyes need to be good, and a lot of people are not seeing so well. Sometimes they have to get glasses to amplify the words them. Proof that your external eye is not, don't have no wisdom, no nothing in there. It's giving you the ability to see and to identify external things. That's correct. Can you see that? That's right. But when did you know that you have what is called an inner eye, a different type of eye than the one that you have outside? But the same principle is that you see things externally and you can describe it and behave. Your brain is going to behave according to what your eye sees. So it's a very, very important thing to understand the function of our brain and why we must have a personal knowledge of things that the eye, by you just looking at something, don't really teach you nothing if you don't have a good brain in the back of your eye socket. If you don't have a good brain back there, it's useless you see anything. Well, it's just to walk and prevent something from hit you, you know, and stuff. But your eyes, your external eyes, are to make you see things and make proper identification, and that information goes into your brain. So if your brain is not functioning right, seeing is don't do you much of a good. Only so much and your life cannot be advanced by a no brain function, little or no brain function, but you have 20/20 eyes, external eye. Now, what about the inner eye that is called the third eye? 1, 2, and go inside, 3. It's called pineal eye. Pineal eye. P-I-N-E-A-L. I think that's the way it's spelled. So your inner pineal eye is what make you reason, make you have sense, make you register things and store into different parts of your brain. Because we have 4 sections of brain function that, you know, they have, you know, in science, we have the name of different section of your brain, and there is a part, one of the parts of your brain is your sexual of your brain, you know, where that handle your sexual feeling and your like, your dislike, or something like that, your desire for sex. There is a operation in your head that do that. You have operations of your head that store information over a long time. So if you start having dementia, you're not doing much good, right? Because you're losing the information that is being recorded, right? Other places, another function, when you listen and pay attention, that's what that function of your brain does, is listen, pay attention, and accept or reject information that comes to it. And if it's okay, if you're going to accept or believe in it, it get passage to the other parts of your brain. And that's the way the human being functions. What I'm trying to say to you is that if the parent that grow up a child didn't have knowledge to teach them the right thing, how to live, listen, you become anything like worse than a lion out there. Or you may become passive and don't know anything, and you won't harm anybody and stuff like that. But look, what happened when that's not the way you come? You are going to become like a ravening wolf, and you will kill people and don't care, like white people do. Okay? That's why we African people must stop white people from doing what they are doing. Get out of our territory. It's not a joke. You know, and right now, African people are afraid of white people because white people have bombs and all kind of stuff. We kill them. But let me tell you something. It is better we use our inner brain, preserve ourselves, than to be afraid of white people. Because white people don't have the brain that we have. Okay? And I want to tell you something. They don't have any respect for us as it is right now, because our brain, it don't have that critical function that we have potential to have. But when Jim Jones deceived our people and carried them to Guyana and give them poison to drink, have you ever seen the account of that? Have you ever seen it on the internet? Yeah, if you have not done that, you should watch that. And you see the pictures, you know, in the video of the people strung out around this little building this little place where they were laid down, I mean, you know, like face down or whatever it is, kill, you know, I mean, it's a sizable amount of people. They believe in Jesus Christ, and none of what they believe is true. Now, what I'm trying to say to you is, if our ancestors 100,000 years ago were vigilant and able to protect themselves, we here today wouldn't be in the situation we are in. That our precious lives are being controlled by homosexuals. And the thing about it, they are apes, they are hominid. And here we are, the civilized people of the world, not them. And we don't even know that we are the people. We may hear somebody say that, but we don't know that because we have lost sense of who we are. And I'm telling you because it's true. It's hard for you to accept that to be true. But what am I to do with that? Tell you the truth. I am to tell you the truth. And when I read and realize the problem that we are in, I know I am alone. Because I am reading and I am discovering, I'm realizing. Okay? But I am reading and not my outer eye is telling me, but my outer eye is reading the words and this distinction is being made because I can see the word and understand what the words are saying. Like when I read the Bible before, and the earliest thing for me to start believing in, it was a decision that I had to make whether or not I want to believe the foolishness that I am taught or I see a mental road to take to cleanse my mind of the whole bunch of white people, homosexual concept. How did they come by the concept? I come to find out why today are being led by homosexuals and how homosexual could make up churches when there was no church whatsoever in the past. I read enough to understand where the whole confusion about the way civilization is, homosexual way of life, these are people that are so uncivilized that they find fun in having sex in someone else's honor. And then we got polluted with their blood and begin to follow them. The church that they give us to believe in and we try to live a little decent life, now we find out that they have attacked our ancestors 100,000 years ago and infect them. You see, like COVID-19, when you are infected with it, you need to get a cure for the disease. Nobody gave us any cure for the disease that these white people and sexually infected our people with. And over the past 100,000 years, we gradually lose our senses and become I mean, far different from our ancestry of 100,000 years in Africa before we were leaving and come to the Western world. Now, what is important is who was in the Western world when we were leaving Africa 100,000 years ago? Who was here? Like in America or in Palestine and New Zealand and stuff. Who were in those lands? Nobody. It's something for you to know. When you do not have any structure to relate to, it's hard for you to gain a sense of direction. You have got to get close to information that will give you a sense of identity so you can begin to see with your inner eye and take a stand. These white people are here now and they say America is their country, but we don't have anybody that convinced them it ain't. The best of who we have in education have not been able to convince these people that it is not theirs. Now, we grow up into their occupation of our land. So we don't have anybody from out of our time to tell us. So they take full control. And our people, though you go and have university education, you don't have information about what to protect you from heresy and deception. So that's where we are. We are captive. But the thing is, I definitely, my mind began to work and think and reason and face things with a neutral mind and look at perceiving what I am finding out as the right or the wrong way. So I had no bias in that sense. But when I began to read and know the distinction between what makes sense and what don't make sense, I developed the right kind of bias. I have to be biased against what I see is wrong. Now, there ain't no white people out there that can stand up in front of me and overcome what I'm saying. There is not one white person can contradict when I go to the first type of hominid that evolved on planet Earth and go to the part of the history that tells me when this wise sapien came about in Africa, because both came about in Africa. These white people leave Africa and go up into Europe 1.5 million years ago. So for like 3 or going into 4 million years, white people never talk. Their ancestor, hominid, did not speak a word. Okay? So you talking about the head of the stream of information about us. It's the head of the stream. The World History Textbook is the head of the stream. And it leads us into prehistory. I'm not making it up. That is what is there as information for all of us to adhere to. We can't make up our own stuff. But white people decide to make up their own stuff. They can't make up a contrasting history book, but they can try to modernize it, okay? And when we, with our sick brain, cannot challenge and make the wrong rights, Once we cannot do that, we have to do what? Be a part of the church. Now, the inferior becomes the superior. Not by civilized means, but by uncivilized means. And we don't have the knowledge to go beyond their uncivilized way that they bring to establish in the world. So they feel like, oh, everybody can be sodomites. That's what these white people are thinking. And you may have a lockjaw to hear that, but it is a fact. Marcus Garvey could not convince them. He become a part of the church. Dr. Martin Luther King, a part of the church. And these guys make up bogus certificates that you must come to their institution. How did they come to have institution? And they could never talk. Something happened. Nobody is going after what happened. Nobody is going after what happened. Okay? And today, when you hear them talk, they are totally oblivious to civilization. They are good at scraping up all the things, though, that are civilization stuff and take it for themselves. And we don't have enough sense to say, no, it's ours. We can't. Until our eye, inner eye, is going to be open. Right? And you're going to see some external things that your mind is going to now let you know by you seeing all of these things that, you know, those things belong to us. But guess what? You can't get it because your sense is not developed for you to, like, torch these white people with all of the church and business that they said they set up. They don't have real civilized government. None, but they convince us that they do king their sexual bed with lower animals, which history lets us know that they belong to a lower life than we do. How are we going to find out that is true? There's a way to find out, but you have got to go to the right reading channel, an understanding channel, to ever know that you are above that. When you start to read and know that you're above that, that is when you will find your place in life, and the power is going to come up, and they will go to naught. Because if they fucking asshole, you don't have hormone to fuck asshole. You know, they belong to a different culture. They cannot stay in your territory because there is nothing in civilization that discriminates against anything that is not civilized. There is nothing in the World History Textbook that says white people are civilized. And why? Why are they left out of the World History Textbook? When you talk about European and European people, why aren't they into the civilization that is called the emergence of civilization in the 4,000, 3,000 to 1,200 BC? Why they are not presented into the civilized transaction of government and stuff like that? Why they come and making up what you call falsehood about Jesus and God? Why they have to make up all of that? Yeah, they make up all of that. And because they blight our brain 100,000 years ago. And we have not been treated. And the only thing treatment I get is to start reading and find out something is wrong. So if what I'm trying to say here, when you look at the population, like in America, you are forced to think that when they talk about equality, they are advocating for equality. That is not equality. Is if we look at white people like they are human beings, like us, that's not equality. But they manage to get us to think that, well, as a matter of fact, look at it for real. White people don't think that we are equal with them. But they know better than that. A lot of them know better than that. If they read, and of course they do read because they write a Bible and lie against the truth in the Bible. They don't want to say that we are hybrid people. They know we are hybrid, but they have reason why they want to know that we are hybrid and that we are the superior people. And when you talk that now, oh, they don't want to hear none of that. They don't want to hear none of that. So it means that if we don't use the laser of academic force, the usage of words, and know when somebody's talking nonsense, if we don't use it on them, there's no way we'll ever be able to settle ourselves down into the civilization that we are. They will never touch it. Because if you talk to me, I'm going to take you to the head of the stream. The head of the stream, what is called the real beginning of civilization. You don't get none of that in the Bible. You don't get none of that from Dr. Martin Luther King. You don't hear none of that. They mean of the church. And you can't be in the church, which is the sodomite them establishment, universities and all that. They meddle around with everything that is kingship, governing way of life, monotheism is what these sodomites create. Say it's a god, you know, who of heaven and earth and all that kind of stuff. But I'm talking about polytheism, the Elohim way of life. That is civilization. These white people don't want none of that. They want to be able to pull every African people to fuck asshole, and that is a nice place to have sex. They want to destroy the entire humanity of civilization. That's what white people are doing. It doesn't matter how they talk, like they're nice and carrying on. They are not civilized like us. I mean, somebody with the laser to find out that they don't come from the beginning of civilization. White people are not civilized. And if you take them into the book and right now and find out what is government in the world is the text, they can't answer for that. They can only talk about the outside the door stuff, like federal government, and they have laws, federal laws and stuff like that. They can't come to me with that. White people can't come to me with none of that crap about federal government, because you know what? They are federal government, but not on our territories. You see? And if we don't have the truth to use that as everlasting force, these white people will not pay us any attention. But begin to tell them the truth from the very start, where life come from, where they come from first, where we come after them. Okay? It's by the Elohim God and civilization. They don't never have no civilization at all. What they are taking on and carrying on about modern man and Cro-Magnon and all this kind of stuff is leaving off what happened at the head of the stream. Tell the truth about who the hominids are at first, who they were, none other but them, but they were never civilized. They did nothing and leave nothing for heritage of anybody as, like, say, well, civilized people do, right? And it is because they look like us, they talk like us, and we don't know why. I mean, I didn't know why, but of course, I know now. You see what I mean? And these fucking batty white people, them, they soon be gone. They will soon be gone because I don't come here for nothing. I wasn't born for nothing. I wasn't born for nothing. And I am a willing one to face. It's not much of a battle because they don't have anything to stand up and prove that what they do is civilized, and they're up against civilization. So begin to talk out loud what you know, and you will find out what kind of storm you face. You see, under civilization, these white fucking ass, when I tell you, I don't talk like this. I never talk like this. But I have to talk like this now. I do, because guess what? You might think that I'm corrupt talking like this. No, but I'm pure. I am not corrupt. Because I'm not saying one thing that is falsehood. No. These folks decide that they are going to overthrow our civilization. White people. That's what they decided. When they talk about they're coming and invaded, they couldn't be invaded everywhere we come into the Western world and take over, you know, remove a king in Italy, take the military, call themselves Romans, and all kind of a cock-up-ass nonsense. And nobody don't read and understand what happened. Well, I read. I understand. And it's the reason why you may be just hearing somebody like me expressing the things I do. All right. Now, I'm going to tell you on our brain and see if you're going to, if you're going to realize anything out of what I'm going to show you by reading from the New Testament Bible. I could have started like into the Old Testament, and I could just quote the part of the New Testament that is relevant to what I'm going to say. Start off with Isaiah 9, the 6 and 7 verse, where it says the Messiah, who they call Jesus, would come and be a king and rule on the throne of David. All the years that I spent in church, that's where Jesus and the church is built upon, a foundation, okay? That there is no foundation because there's no place in the Bible that proves that Jesus came into the world. And as such, by what they wrote, there's no Jesus at all live anywhere in the universe. And there is no such a God that begat a son. So they tangle up themselves in the Bible. Now that if you face them with the fact, there's nothing that they have to say. They just want to meet on the person who read and understand it. So what I'm trying to tell you, I'm not shooting the breeze. I know what I'm talking about. These white people, fucking assholes, they're going to go back to the cave up in Europe. That's where they're headed right now. You look at them. They don't have sense to rule kingship government. But now, because we lose our senses, we can't talk. The gods up there, they must be laughing now. Because they know where the whole thing is going. So I'm going to tell you why we are in the state we're in and show you from the biblical perspective, because that is their fucking ass book, the Bible. Okay? So like I tell you, a few chapters in the Old Testament that don't belong to Christianity, but they don't preach from those parts of the Bible, anti-Christian thing in the Bible. They don't read them. They don't teach them because it would defeat what they're doing. White people don't have a tongue to resist civilized talk. They don't. You see what I mean? And it has to be somebody who not begging them anything, but somebody who know they don't have anything. Everything they say they own is not theirs because it don't rest upon no government. AD Anno Domini is no civilized thing whatsoever. Not even dust, not in there. If they're writing about a talking serpent coming to the garden and what happened, you can't make no sense out of that. And then you, once you understand, they are the talking serpent. They never tell you that. But them are the talking serpent. Who are, who causes the Tower of Babel to fall? And God came down from where? Where did that God came down from and confound the language, the first language? You know, these white people who publish the Bible, they want us to think that, you know, with all of the African characters in the Bible, that we have something to do with the Bible. That's their trick. But I'm telling you, they are morphing on some our character and stuff like that. You know, I mean, very good that they didn't have any sense to use our character to write the Bible. They don't have anything of Europe to show that what they're talking about, God and Jesus, has anything originate in Europe. You see, because they never had no sense. They don't know when they were writing us out, they were writing us in. So, yeah, continue to behave like we are nothing in that. They are making us something, because when the right person come on the scene, they won't have anything at all. You see, because what I have to tell them, go back to Europe, but don't take up a pin of our territory. Because look, you come here to work for us, not the other way around. You see, when the gods decide to overthrow them and their antics, this is what happened. They never acquire nothing. AD Anno Domini is not a bureaucracy, because everything they use to make Jesus and Mary and stuff like that is falsehood. Uncivilized at its best, 100%. Government and law is not what they have as federal government. And all of what they have set up and all of the things that people have to go through to get federal grants and stuff like that, it's the context of it is false. You see? So when they think they have billions and billions of dollars and stuff like that, they don't have anything. Okay? So once you prove that Jesus never exists, there is no Jesus birth or nothing like that, what do these white people have? Nothing. They don't have no bureaucracy. If you think it's a joke, suck it like lollipop, okay? Because you don't matter anything. If somebody who understands what is going on, and all of the Wall Street Journal and all of what they're doing, it's not a bureaucracy. It means that everything here is African. Hybrid people stuff. That's it. So whichever way the Titanic is going to sink, yeah, it already hit that thing in front of them. And everything that they have as a framework is all gone into pieces. White people don't know what they're doing. The gods is never going to be mocked. Whatever they put on earth is going to stay here. Ever read what happened when they came here? The first day of the week was numbered by the gods. It's not by these faggots here. Okay? They don't understand what they're running into. They're running into something. The Titanic is all gone down. You know, see what I mean? How long it takes for them to dig up the Titanic out of the water? These guys are not coming up. In no greater way than they dig up the whole Titanic after many, many years something like that, if you know, if it they even come close to that. White people don't own nothing, okay? And for them to own things, they have to prove it, and then go to the top of the river, the top of the lake, right? That's where you have to start. In the World History textbook. Now, I'm going to show you where they today put a lot of people in psychological bondage and in darkness. Listen, the New Testament. They have a man they call St. Paul. St. Paul is in the Bible because of the, a lie that they use as a paradigm of Jesus Christ and how Jesus Christ operates. You listen to what they say here.
Let's see here. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. All right, let's see. All right. All right. Let me tell you something now. If the prophecy of Isaiah 9:6 don't fulfill, I mean, how many people in this world is going to understand what I'm saying? A lot of people really ought to say, and it doesn't mean anything to them, because the Christian mind that we know today is a psychological blindness, where you believe everything you read in the Bible, even though you go to a university, like I say, but you read the Bible and you don't know what you're reading. You can't, because the confusion of the Bible is as such that the only way you believe the things that the church is doing is to believe without knowledge. No, the things that I have found out to be totally foolishness, I mean, it has to be foolishness for me to find it, because we don't read as good as a lot of people. But how good do you read and read believing something, only that, and hope that when you're dead, you will go to heaven? How good are you reading when that's all you are living your life on? You need knowledge, because everything else is knowledge, right? But except Christian affiliation to the church, there's no knowledge there. Okay? And the church is convincing us to believe. And when you look at the definition of believe, it doesn't take you over to knowledge in anything. Believe is a verb. It's something you do. So when you're believing something and you don't know what to believe in, you're spiritually dead. And your natural life is also, you know, I mean, yeah, you move around because you have physical energy. But, you know, unless you're connected to the intangible truth, you don't have anything going for your physical life. You see what I mean? Okay. So it's to know the supernatural in the intangible. And when you have the intangible truth, it leads you to the intangible truth leads to the tangible truth. It connects together. When you don't have that connection, your life
is spoil. You will perish when you're dead. You don't have a life, spiritual, good spirit. That's what will happen. Now, these white people write the Bible and write it on a context that somebody who's going to read and know what they read is going to find out quickly that the whole thing is a bunch of trash. And a lot of people around the world find out, but guess what? Not unless they go further than just finding out. They have to find out all of the lies them that in the Bible. They have to have the focus on getting the people in the world to understand civilization, and that these fucking ass dog white people who come here and trail us from we come out of Africa and come here, and thousands of years later they find their way to be talking, reading, and learn artisan skills and stuff like that, learn academic things and science and stuff, and they're coming fucking ass with all of the science and stuff that they get from us. They didn't get it from themselves 3.5 to 4 million years ago. Down to the Bronze Age, they are still making stone tools. But they are not into stone tools today, and neither does our civilization. Did the gods begin to make stone tools like them when they came here 450,000 years ago? That's where civilization started. Who knows about that? Who know about that? It is clear that you put these fucking ass white people and they can't show you where civilization began. They can't. So how hard am I going to find it to like just blow them away and say, go back where you come from? How much of us you kill? How much of you we kill? Idiot, fucking asshole, right? And that's what you are telling people to do through the church. That's what they want their culture to be all over the world. They want to go to even Mars and go spread their sodomite fucking ass culture. So if you think you're bad, all right? You're bad. Well, the gods up there, they say I know everything. And here is St. Paul. Listen real good. What they use to keep our brain, keep on hebbing since 100,000 years ago. There are H blood that they use. That is the reason why we don't have any sense and we don't even know we have a government. Inalienable rights, they just laugh and tell you about the God in the Bible. They pervert our sense of the gods and talk about monotheism God. That's where we lose our bearings, because we not see what we are reading. We don't know the truth about our lives. You see what I mean? And that's what is happening. Now, it's up to you when you hear something. Many people, they hear something strange. Now, I began to talk what I have learned. I do research. I don't read as good as other people, but I don't have to read like I am college or not even halfway high school to discover what I discover. Because all you need is not critical stuff. It's real, real commonsensical stuff when you're reading anything. As long as you can read anything, you can find out the truth in what you read. So this is not about making computer or any other things like that. It's a matter of understanding a simple story. It is the simplicity of my mind and what I am able to read, open my eye. Okay? Open my eye. And I realize that I can go anywhere in a courthouse or any institution or in a doctor's, place or any professional esoterical place. And I don't talk foolishness to these people. Now, if I can't read something and I don't know what you're talking about, that's one thing. And if I don't have a business trying to know that, well, I don't have to bother with that. But anything that applies to life, whether mine's or anybody else's, there is a pure way to understand what you read. And that is the reason why I stumble, you know, in the first century of my life. Don't know anything. I'm a poor thing. All under the scheme of these white people, because Africa don't have no more sense, no government there or nothing like that, them are going away. They don't have a government, no kingship government, and that's all the government on planet Earth, civilized government. And this racist blood that them, scatter all over the world now into African people. We don't have any sense. All is now they are AD and a Domini. Oh, the hell, look at Trump and all these, Biden and all these people. You see, and we have all African people now, them are put on Supreme Court and stuff like that. Supreme Court is not a court. It's not a civilized court. It's not for African. But they now come and take over everywhere we settle. And we can't get away from them. See them. You know what I mean? Look, you know, don't sorry for them. Sorry for them because they never wear clothes. You hear me? You look at this Bronze Age and see where they were, and they want to like make you feel like, oh, they're the one who make the Bronze Age and stuff. No, they were criminals destroying the Bronze Age. Now, you never hear about them before 509 BC. If not anything like what they are here today, because they are here now and have, like what we call a real government, AD Anno Domini. Nobody don't look and say, well, then, wait a minute now. AD Anno Domini calendar is a moon season calendar where they make that calendar to have everybody on planet Earth worship the reason. If you don't know, that's the reason. And if you're out there and feeling desperate and don't know what to do, I'm telling you exactly what is true. So I'm going to tell you why our brain is in the shape it's in and we don't have a government. When I say don't have a government, there is our government here, an intangible force in writing. And we can't read well enough now. When I say well enough, I don't mean that you don't have university diploma. That's not what I mean. But there's a difference between civilized thinking, and you can have all the education that these white people set up out there. But they don't twist your brain long time. That simple thing about words that we should know in order for us to not fall prey to white people's sodomite way of thinking. And we don't know it because they can use the word human and twist the meaning of human and use human-like for themselves. Primate time, and then twist and morph until we think that they are humans too. And if you don't understand that, they are doing everything to wipe us totally out of the system on Earth. That when they count, we are not counted. They are not counted in reality. But since we turn fool, they are the one who is counting themselves and hardly want us to be counted. You see what they did with the voting the other day? Right now, they don't want African people to vote. It's a good thing that they are doing that because somehow it should drive some of us to know that we are not supposed to vote. African people are not supposed to vote. And it is because of our brain that is having, we don't know the critical thing that we are supposed to. So you think you're supposed to vote for them? So they will forever sit there and use the money. How do you think they get the money? It is because they destroy the brain of the African leadership. These white people with their monkey blood, that's what they use in sexual encounter and spread the blood, their bad blood and disease. That's what it is. There's just no way they're going to stop the truth from getting out. And I'm telling them, get out soon. Get out soon. You understand? Because we never do them nothing. When we find out now, they're on in the cookie jar right now. They can't get it out. They can't get it out. Pretty soon, the whole world is going to know. They are still fucking dogs, okay? They want to marry dog. They got Obama to use their Supreme Court, pass it that everybody who are into their honest fucking way of life to married like woman and man. Now, nobody not paying that any attention. I do. Okay? And I have a whole freight load of hostility. Okay? And if they think that there is any sympathy for them because they're here like 400 years, it matters nothing. 400 years? Okay, it could be 1,000 and more. They are going to carry their shit out, filthy self, back where they come from. If they think they will come here and set up and sitting on the throne of David instead of, they know that Jesus not sit on the throne of David. They are the ones sitting on it. Okay? Yeah, and we become nothing. No, you can't put the establishment of the Elohim underneath their cock up, stinking our soul that they're fucking out there. Don't bring it on us, that's what I say. That's what I say. Don't bring it to us. Take it back where you come from with it. Kill everybody that come in front of them and are talking the truth. Everybody. Anytime they're going to get rid of you because they do not intend, they don't have the sense enough to know to have some shame or something like that. Oh, no. They want sodomy to rule the world. You look at them too, fucking each other, Filitio and all them kind of thing, and they want to teach our children to do that. Close down the school. We don't want no white sodomite people school here. We don't want your church, period. And we don't want your court of law either, because we have our own time to ourselves, and they go back where they come from. Listen to this. When they tell you that your mind must be unnatural, you watch this. Your mind is unnatural, and it's the reason why they get us to stoop down to them and suffer. Stoop down to all these whole bunch of a faggot that they're imposing on us. Christmas and Easter and all these kind of a foolishness. Get out soon. That's what I am going to tell them. That's what I am telling them. Get out of our territories. Because the record is very clear that they don't have a civilized place to hide. They make everything to fuck us all. Okay? And there are a lot of ethnic group of us not doing anything about it. Well, it only take one. Now, listen. Did you know St. Paul don't exist that write all these epistles? The guy never existed. In the same way Jesus Christ never existed. Jesus Christ is lying in the Bible. St. John 17 and the fourth verse. Jesus said, I finished the work only for my head to realize, but wait a minute now. When Jesus is praying to his Father to glorify him with the glory he had with him before the foundation of the world, when he's saying that, I said, but wait a minute now. He said he finished the work that he gave him to do. So glorify him so he can come home to glory. Yeah. God did answer his prayer according to the Bible and take him up into heaven. And what happened? After Jesus was up there, Jesus forget that he did not teach the 12 disciples. You think if anything can happen like this? But I'm telling you what happened in the Bible. Jesus decide he's going to like convert a man who don't want a conversion. That is St. Paul. If you read about St. Paul, these guys are putting on their left shoes that is hard to go on the right foot, but they're doing it anyway. Who is going to find out? Somebody's going to find out that they're not walking right in those shoes. Well, this is what is happening right now. Saint, when you read about Jesus in heaven and he pushed St. Paul off his horse and blind him. St. Paul got blind. What is it? Acts of the Apostles 9 chapter. All these kind of stuff we are living on, right? No, the lies are too palpable, you know, for us to overlook. St. Paul and Jesus, according to St. Paul, never met. How could they not meet when he was in the Sanhedrin at work and Jesus was up and down? All of these guys in the Sanhedrin was going out to go talk to Jesus and stuff. And St. Paul is coming and say, he never meet Jesus? He never meet Jesus? All right? Well, but the point is this. Jesus finished the work. Isn't Jesus lying about finished work? Because how he did not teach the 12 disciples, why didn't Jesus teach the 12 disciples about the difference between Gentile and Jews? And back there in that time, who do you think were Jews? It is the African people who they were killing. These Sodomites were killing. They are the one who write it in their Bible. It's not anybody else that write it. They're writing all these old bunch of lies about Jesus and all of these other disciples and what never exists. Okay? Now, yeah, they have us believing these kind of stuff and don't think that it's going to come out somehow. Because, look, you know, only one person needs to see this. But then, one person should not always see it. If indeed one person see it, it just can't be meaningful for one person. So a lot of people out there are seeing things, but they see so much, and they will only do so much. Well, to whom much is given, much is expected. I'm giving this understanding to see all these things I'm talking about. And nobody cannot stop the force of it. These white, honest, fucking people come and make themselves all of this homosexual domain. And all the lies that they're writing in the Bible, they don't think one day it's going to spill over on them. Well, this St. Paul and Jesus, Jesus is violating big time here because he's perfect, like his Father and all this kind of stuff. Not supposed to be lying the way, you know, so, you know, very smooth. I mean, you know, like, shrewd. So shrewd. Of all the lies that I could find out, I didn't know a lie was right there. But it came out that when I look and say, well, I'm cross-referencing the Bible. Why did he push St. Paul on converting when he said he finished his work? Jesus never finished anything because no, Jesus never exists. So St. Paul was blinded and Jesus was going to send a man named Ananias to go over there and where Paul was and to give him sight. And he was blind for three days. St. Paul was blind. So now Ananias is going to go and minister to him and feed him and things like that. And the first thing St. Paul did was go into the temple and start to preach. And he started to preach what he claimed Jesus tell him to go and preach as a 13th apostle. And swear, he did not go and mingle himself with the other 12 disciples either. You imagine, he's just coming in to where these 12 guys, Jesus called them and taught them everything that he lied and said. He did all the work that the Father commanded him to do, which was a lie. Because he's bringing this Apostle Paul now to be an apostle and be the head of the 12. Because he came and started rough up these guys and like they were not preaching the gospel the way they're supposed to be. St. Paul was a division among the apostles and he was the chief tongue to say unity in the church was important. But there was none. All right, listen to me. These white people, if they know what I know, they begin to pack up themselves and leave the territory of the gods and with the people that they mocked and jeer. Get out! Get out! Because a lot of things are going to sweep them out of existence. Get up and go back where you come from. Because what they have done, you know how many of us they kill? You know how many of the African people they kill? Well, the God can afford it because we don't deserve nothing at all. But those of us as remnants who is going to magnify them and stand up and evidence the things that the gods have done on planet Earth, we will have some mercy, right? But nobody else. Who want to follow these sodomites, follow them, go Europe. If you're a sodomite like them, follow them, go up there. But from now on, it's a different story. So I'm telling you that the way for us to get back on our feet is to read properly for yourself. And like I'm telling you about the lies that Jesus tells. If you can't see the lie in the Bible, you can forget it. Go and live your life until you're dead. Because it is a fact that things, if you can't say that something gone bad into the human world, well, you know, you are polluted and you don't see anything. But I want to like just show you that when you're reading these ridiculous things in the Bible about wise men follow a star and all them kind of thing and Moses stretches on across the Red Sea and all them kind of things. Jacob and Esau and a whole bunch of foolishness that they write. You know, they take some things from history that are true. But, you know, they do some of that. And some of the things are true, half-truth and stuff like that. The Bible must not be used for African people. So right now, I don't have anything to do besides, look, do what I'm supposed to do. They tell you that your brain, your mind must be unnatural. That is 100% falsehood, a lie. And I'm going to tell you how they do it. These fucking honest, seeking white people. Because, look, anybody who live in America should know by now that white men don't want to do nothing but to fuck another person's body. And look, all that behave like say they are they prejudice against black people. We are not black people to begin with, right? But that's they don't respect us. From the fact that they are getting us to go to church and stuff, they don't have any respect for us. Okay? None at all. So when they find that their gospel never existed as anything, but the time would come when it is known widely and well explained. Well, if I can't explain what it is, then who else will? They had called us Jews and Jesus Jews. Today, they call themselves Jews, and we are not even called Gentiles. They had called themselves Gentiles, and Jesus and us were Jews. And Jesus come to his own, on his own, say we, like we turn against him or something like that. You know, and they write, he was wounded for our transgression, and by his stripes we are healed, and all these are a whole bunch of monkey, hominid gospel. It don't belong to us. So now, this is the way they nurture the disease that they put inside of us. This is the way they talk to us now. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you and peace from God, our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. How many times have they said Jesus Christ within the past three verses that I read? It's like about three times. They are talking about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a superior and, you know, the Son of God. Nothing about Jesus Christ is true. Like I said, the prophecy did not say any Jesus come about. And in the New Testament here, they don't say anything about a king. And Jesus himself in St. John 6:15, they are writing a story about how he went out in the morning, carried his disciples, and did some miracles. And people around came and saw the miracle he did. Then after he was, and then they were amazed and said, at the miracles, that this man is truly the one who should come, that the prophets speak about. All right. So he came home, take a rest, he and his disciple, and then when Jesus think that they were going to come and make him a king, Jesus went up into a hill and hide himself. Now, he's to fulfill the prophet. Jesus wanted a man to fuck. Jesus wanted to fuck one of his disciples' assholes because they were leaning on his shoulder and carrying on with all kind of fungus, dangas stuff that they write in the Bible about Jesus and his disciples. 12 of them, no woman. No woman at all. So now, let's skip over. You know, read, you know, this is the first verse I just started to read three verses from, right? But I want to go over to the second chapter. But it's now that I'm explaining and tell you, read it for yourself. Read it for yourself. And understand that these white people are clever. They have a lot of clever, but but look, how clever are you when you're fucking asshole? They have them arm on. To fuck us all because they are not civilized. And as much as they're talking like us, look like us and stuff like that, but in their genome, the fucking asshole. Listen, you got to understand what you're really looking at on the planet Earth. I, brethren, when I came unto you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ. You're often they call Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of men's wisdom, you see, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Yes or no? Yet, not the wisdom of this world. Oh, no. Nor of the princes of this world. Really? Nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the foundation of the world. Oh my God, how many lies into that? He says, wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. You hear all these things? When you don't have a knowledge about what the church is about, you accept these things. And you keep on believing the things them that are egregious, thinking that these are nice stuff you're swallowing down into your soul. It goes on to say, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor hear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Do you imagine that white people sit down and write these things to fool black people? Well, we are not black people, hybrid people anyway. But God hath revealed him unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Why is lying that he finished the work then? Why is lying? Why is Jesus lying? And a Christian is going to say, he's not lying. He's not lying. Really? You see what I mean? For what man knoweth the things of man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. We have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. And we are freely, what? That we might know the Spirit that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak the words which man's wisdom teacheth. But which the Holy Ghost teach us, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, listen to this. But the natural man, who is a natural man? According to dictionary definitions, who is a natural person? Can talk about if the person is intoxicated or if they are natural and in their natural mind, right? Well, he's saying, but the natural man receive not the things of the Spirit. Why would the natural man receive the things of the Spirit? The only person to receive the good Spirit is a man with a natural mind. Because if your mind is not natural, it will not respond. If you don't have a natural mind, it's the only time that you will do things that are unnatural and evil. Evil, unnatural stuff. But if your mind is natural, it will remain natural and be accepting of natural spiritual knowledge. But they have it the other way around, because they have a lot of lies and evil things in the Bible for you to not understand the context of the whole narration that they're putting down. You see? So by you get twisted up and them writing all these whole bunch of filthy stuff in the Bible, you're not able to, like, understand what you believe. And them are fitting all these things that to keep on spoil your brain. This is how we become people who are climatized to all these gross nonsense that we are believing and participating as a righteous thing. And remember, the church did not exist under the BC era. There was no church. And even long after they started AD and Adamani, there was no church until about 300 years after they begin to talk about a church. You read the World History textbook and you will find out that church is not religion. And a lot of us don't know that. I didn't know that until further on in life I'm reading and found out that history is what tells us what is correct, even in dictionary words. Because words are coming from way back, before prehistory, before we are writing history. Right? Everything comes from the gods. So when we make white people tell us what to do in life, we are basically spiritually dead. So when they tell you now that your mind must be unnatural, that is a raw, raw, raw lie. That we should never make error and believe that to be true. Your mind must be natural at all time as a matter of healthy requirement. You know, and your mind is the worst thing to get unnatural, because you're going to get unnatural by a number of bad things to confront you. That is going to make your mind become unnatural. So when the Bible is telling you that, the Bible is a quiet killer, a falsehood that you are sucking in and think it is true. Now, anytime somebody deceive you, it could make your mind be unnatural. Condition of you believing a lie makes your mind unnatural. You're going to produce evil deeds in some way, somehow, because you're under the wrong impression. You don't mean to do evil, but the fact that your mind is not functioning properly, you're going to do something wrong and think it's okay. All right. So again, if you go onto some drugs, that again is going to put your mind into an unnatural condition. You see what I mean? When you tell the truth, when you do not support evil things, your mind remains natural. Your mind is not a piece of wood. It's not a piece of leather. Your mind is a spiritual, a spiritual thing where all the intangible things happen. Okay? So your mind is made up of tangible elements, but it is for a spiritual purpose completely, because anytime you begin to have dementia and all them, brain type of thing, your life go down, right? So this is what I am trying to bring to your attention, that you have to go and redo your mind all over. Once you become a Christian, for you to get out of an unnatural mind, you have to clean up your mind and begin to think and begin to train yourself all over the right way to think and how to behave. It's not a joke. Whenever I tell you that you are to be born again and put on Jesus Christ and St. Paul, those things are stinking rubbish. Okay? And when we believe in the Bible the way we do, only to find out that we are in a world that primates, hominid, is the world that they have made now because they have changed the truth of the gods into unrighteousness. You see what I mean? And once your mind becomes spoiled like that, it's hard for you to get those things out. But listen this. I talk about these two verses of scripture a lot to people because it is serious if you don't know what the Bible is all about. It wants you to be a sodomite. These white people don't want Christianity to represent nothing besides kill you and all these other filthy stuff they want to do with you. When you think that some salvation is in there, salvation don't come through talking serpent attack to no Adam and Eve. There's no Adam and Eve in what they're talking about. Okay? But listen this now. He says, they're telling you now that you must have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a demon spirit that they're talking about. It's not anything that is going to open up your mind to civilized knowledge. So it go on to say now, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. You think that's a nice thing? They're talking fucking dogs and fucking assholes. Okay? These are misnomer kind of talk here. Because you think they mean well when I'm talking about spiritual, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. You think a nice list. No, it's the opposite. Because these don't mean anything in what they're saying. But the natural man receiveth not. That's going backwards. The natural man, which your natural mind is not talking about your natural in anything else. It's your natural mind, your thinking self. They are telling you must be unnatural. And you must throw away the naturalness of your inner soul. Pollute it for these white sodomite people that want you to become sodomite. By the time they're done with you, you'd be this guy up in Georgia, you know, that had the big church up there. Yeah, and have these four young men, African men, training them to fuck body. Yeah, the white people, converted guy like Eddie Long. And a whole lock, stock, barrel of them that is up there preaching is suspected homosexual right now, preaching the name of Jesus. Because Jesus was nothing but a homosexual character. Never exists on no earth whatsoever. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish to him. So, like, to me now, they are saying the Bible is foolishness to me, right? And you who believe in Jesus, you are the one with the unnatural mind that... I have the natural mind and you have the unnatural mind. And you believe everything in a Jesus. And Jesus is a faggot character. Not like it is a character that did exist. Because Jesus didn't want to fulfill his own prophecy. Jesus is coming and telling you, him don't come to send peace but a sword and set people against each other and stuff like that. And him running at the hill, him don't want to become a prophet, become a king at all. And he's not giving in to peace and all that. This is what I'm trying to tell you. What are you going to do with it? Christianity is not civilization. It's not for African people. You have to remake yourself. You see? Because they have your mind unnatural, and you can't find no spiritual highway to live your life. So they may tell you the upside down thing, and that is what a Christian is all about. Because down in Adike, starting up from the open up 325 AD, a pure Sodomite gospel them a preach and a convert us. And in some cases, they kill us if we don't accept it. Right? They have law. AD, now, yeah, 1220 AD, they have laws to kill us, to force us to accept Jesus Christ, and banish us from where we live, and take over, confiscate everything we have. They have laws today to do what they are doing to us. Now I'm telling you about, we have laws, we have government to use. These guys don't have anything, but we have been driven away from our knowledge and been made unnatural in our thinking. But the light will clean us up. So they are telling you that the natural man reject, don't receive the things that belongs to God. What God? The God that they have in the Bible called monotheism God. And he begat a son, Jesus. You read Proverbs and read all that you can read. You will never find no God creating a begotten no son. A man a begat another man. A homosexuality that. No matter what you say. When Paul say the woman, when God first cursed the man, less than him curse the woman, God tell the woman that she, the man, will rule over her. Right there, a homosexual argument that where God make man and woman, and now a case where God going to like demote the woman under the woman, right? Now, God and Jesus, perfect. They could not be making imperfect people, because they make everything else perfect. Why couldn't they make them perfect? And why were these people going out and detesting, rejecting their maker, and they didn't have anything to attract them to sin? Them didn't know sin. You think that happened like that? No. And then St. Paul came on, the same lying St. Paul that I tell you, don't exist. But these slack fucking ass writing these things in the Bible for we who are coming up and don't understand, to believe these things that we don't understand. There is No God that you can find in history that they have in the Bible called monotheism God. And if you're reading history very well, you will know that no monotheism God don't exist, really, if you read properly. You know that no wise men don't follow no star. If you read the scripture properly, Matthew 2, if you read it, you'll see a whole bunch of it that tell you, say, you're not reading a good story at all. It's a whole bunch of nonsense you're reading, right? And the only way you get along with it is to believe in where you don't really know. So they dump us into now a natural mind. A natural in this context don't mean any good at all, and tell you that the natural mind reject the things of God. These guys are willfully threading our brain. Neither can he know them that the things of God don't mean anything to a person with a natural mind. Imagine that. What is to be more? How can what the love that you have for your parents or your children, your spouse or something like that? You want to say that's an unnatural thing, and the natural don't good for them? Your love is not of a natural cause. Your love must be of unnatural cause, I mean to say. How can your love come from a natural source when you're talking about spiritual sense? Spiritual sense. How can you be unnatural when the commodity of the world is natural? And you have to go into some sort of a context to find unnatural stuff where you can have good use, make good use. And if you have good use of unnatural things, it is not as good as the natural. And these sodomite white people are writing this kind of stuff. They are not human. They're not coming from human origin. I told you so. All right. It goes on to say, neither can he know them. We will not know the truth because our mind is natural. You see where they're carrying us? Because they are spiritually discerned. What kind of spiritual things that they're talking about in the Bible? Our mind has to be unnatural to discern. Your mind has to be natural. You mean you're going to take intoxication into your brain where it's definitely going to cut off your attention from recognizing the truth in anything? So all them will tell you that you are to be unnatural then in your mind. It's not a piece of stick. You know, it's not something, a piece of cloth or something like that they're talking about. We are even in a piece of cloth. If you get it from natural background, you're going to pay more to get build anything with animal, something of human. You know, that like your hair, you know, if you were going to grow your hair and sell it, somebody's going to pay more money than the man-made hair that anybody makes. And these white people are telling us these things, and we believe them, right? You believe them when you really don't know, when something wrong with your sense of understanding. So it goes on now to say, but he that his spirit, But he that is spiritual judge all things. Which means you're under the spirit, tangle up your mind from understanding. Because the Holy Ghost, when you're under the Holy Ghost, what do you know? You don't know anything. You don't know anything. And it is a blasphemy for you to think you have Holy Ghost, because there's no such a ghost for African people. You are created with a spirit inside of you. You don't want, there's no more spirit at all that you need. And these are the kind of stuff that we are tangled up with Christianity, and they're going to come to kill you, and how much of us they kill with the Holy Ghost and stuff like that. They are not human being. We are the human being. And if you think that white people are human being, I mean, they will carry you down exactly where they're going. Now, so it goes on. Say, They're saying the man of the spirit judge all things, and yet he himself is judge of nobody. You hear that? So they think they have preeminence now. They have law that nobody can come behind them and do anything to them. Now they're going to find out it's a lie, because the history is there. Evidence is there to prove that they are faggots. That's it. Faggots that want to kill, destroy Lot in Genesis 19. Remember them? These are the same people. Homosexual. I remember what they want to do to Lot and the two visitors in his house. They want to drag these two visitors, male, out of Lot's house and fuck their assholes. That's what these white people, your Christianity represent, if you don't know. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? You hear this? You see how they can cover and make things to look like it's nice? Who know the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? It's like anything they say, it's final, it's perfect, but it's unnatural. You can lecture God. In the positive sense, you know, you can't be counseling the gods that came here and done marvelous thing on the earth. You can't go on top of them. You adore them for what they do, because they do things to benefit us. But they are talking about the devil. Now, devil worship. The Pope. But we have the mind of Christ. When you have the mind of Christ, you are going to get your asshole fucked by these white people, Christians. That's no joke about that, my friends. Now, listen. I want to thank you for tuning in the program. And, you know, I'm a little behind now. And a lot of people don't want to hear what I have to say. They don't want to hear what I have to say. But you know what? Let me just go ahead now and finish up, because time is going against me now. Thank you for tuning into the program. You're listening to Black Talk Radio. If they don't turn off my mic, because they've been doing that a lot, and if they continue to do it, they'll reap what they sow. History, incipient beginning with uncivilized first primates. History, at the beginning, the incipient beginning, with uncivilized first primate hominid species. It is what I read here all the time. It wasn't civilized people on earth first. It's the primate hominid developed in South and East and South Africa. Yes. It's them, and 450,000 years later, the gods came to earth and began the first week of the month. That's how we have the solar calendar. If you follow these Christian people, you go out of the way. Because I never knew all along how the first week was named. But it was the first day of civilization when the gods came to earth. That is civilization right there. You ask, where were these white people 450,000 years ago? They were up into Europe. What were they making up there? Stone tools. That's it. And light a fire. Right? They are the ones who left Africa 1.5 million years ago. All right? And whatever happened in history, you have got to get to know it. Because these people, when they leave Africa and go up into Europe, they were not talking. They didn't wear clothes. They didn't know what clothes were. Okay? So if we don't get to know, we won't know, and we believe into foolishness everlastingly. All right. What change? What changes in the body of primates occur for hominid to walk upright? What changes? What was the first hominid? What was the first hominid to walk upright? Do you know anything about them? Homo erectus are the first to walk upright. And now they are telling you that the Homo erectus were humans. They were not. Lie. Okay? So if you don't read and know what history says, you will believe these guys. It's a lie. It's a lie. Now, and they did not even look like human beings at the start until they rape our people and mingle with our blood. That's what happened, why they began to talk. Okay? So, now they want to make it seem like they were kind of some human being, but they were not. They were Homo erectus, walk upright. That's what it says. But they want to say they were humans. The world history books don't say that. This is something that, you know, they write about that I'm reading to you. But I do read the world history textbook so that you know that when I'm critiquing this stuff, you know what I'm saying. Because they are writing all these whole bunch of nonsense that if you don't know, you're going to believe what they say. And keep on repeating it because you don't know nothing else. Okay, so the Homo erectus are the first to walk upright, lived longer than we previously thought. Why? Why? You know, they're talking things here and they're talking in codes. According to new research, December 19, 2019. Now, since they interbreed with our blood, they are living longer, and they would have died out long time ago, too, if it hadn't been for that. They have our blood and talking and look like us. There are a number of fascinating evolutionary questions that can be asked of Homo erectus. You see? They are the Homo. We don't have Homo genus at all in our blood. Yes. The species was not only geographically widespread. It also had a long temporal span in the hominin fossil record. Anton 2003, with its earliest appearance in the fossil record from localities in the Lake Turkana Basin. Kenya, listen, this is Africa now. Kenya, sometimes around 2 million years ago, Homo erectus population presented until near, no, it is not presented. Homo erectus population persisted until near the end of Pleistocene. as evidenced by fossil. But as evidenced by fossils from South Asia. Now, history and geography. Eugene Du Bois first identified and described a new human-like. You hear this? He's talking about the Homo erectus. You see? And now they want to, like, bring themselves into being human. They were not human-like until they interbreed with our people. And they are hiding that. Okay? Described a new set of Indonesian fossils at the end of the 19th century, naming the specimens Pithecanthropus erectus, upright ape man, not lie. There's no ape man. No ape man whatsoever. There's no ape man. History don't say that. They're making it up. Upright ape, because of their combination of bipedal. You see? So they're calling man bipedal, like man was bipedal. The history doesn't say that. And a brain size much smaller than living humans. You hear that? Du Bois specifically been looking for the missing link between apes and humans. You hear that? And for him, the combination of a human-like body, hear that? Now, he's speaking for Du Bois, right? Du Bois is not speaking for himself here. So, looking for the combination of a human body and ape-like, not ape-like, you know, this is the way they go on and talk until they get us to think that white people are black people or hybrid people. Body and brain represented just that. Shipman, 2002. Subsequent discoveries in the 1920s and 1930s from the site of Zhoukoudian, China, of fossils, similar characteristics. Originally, this designated Sinanthropus pekinensis raised the question of a possible evolutionary relationship between these regional samples. Mm-hmm. Today, these two samples, along with a much larger collection of fossils from Asia, Africa, and Europe, are most commonly referred to simple. Referred to simple as Homo erectus. Homo erectus, and then they're gonna like call themselves Homo erectus. Not Homo erectus. They're going to call Homo sapiens. You see? But if you follow the way they are talking, they are going down a slope until they mingle themselves with us and never get to say that they mingle sexually with us and kill our brain. But I come and tell you all about this, and it's all for you to read and make sure that you make sense of the whole thing that I am talking about. Let me read a little of this introduction to our realization of the first civilization on Earth is the gods that came to Earth 450,000 years ago, right? And I have a link here to share with you. If you want it, come and get it anytime, right? Elohim Civilization, Earth's International Research Society. Welcome, Milton Michael Tellinger. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and plura from Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued efforts and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. Now, this is the leader of scientists in South Africa who did the research over there and discover the Elohim and what they did in South Africa. My friends, this is what I'm talking to you about. If you are interested to better your life, this is where you turn your head, and you will never regret it. Blessings to you, and take good care. We will, again, give you this nice tune. And the tune is, Fools Die for Wants of Wisdom.
Thank you. let's share.
You have napkins?
Yes, I have some.
Okay. Enjoy.
Thanks.